Hello? Hello?
Mr. President, Senator May.
Thank you.
Ready, sir?
Hello?
President?
Yes.
I got hold of Dirksen. He's down in Florida, someplace near Orlando. Debray, I think it's called. I mentioned the special session to him. He didn't seem to be averse to the idea, but he raised the question about getting the members back. I told him you'd call him tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Then I got hold of Bill Fulbright. He's in town.
Mm-hmm.
He said with him it'd be all right, but he said you ought to make sure that Nixon is with you all the way. I mentioned the possibility of a meeting at Geneva based on the Dubin conversations. He was very much in favor of it. I told him you'd call him tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could call both of them in the morning, I think it'd be better. Now, Maureen tells me that before I came in, there was a call from Vermont, and she couldn't quite hear because her hearing is kind of bad, and they said they'd call back in an hour. If that happens to be George Aiken, shall I suggest a special session to him?
I sure would. I would tell him that I am fearful. Ask it be put off on account of Czechoslovakia, and they've got everything out of Czechoslovakia now but 3 divisions, and I'm fearful that the Germans and the Israelis are going to use this as an excuse, saying we have not ratified, so they can excuse not ratifying themselves. The Soviets are scared to death, and to be perfectly frank, our people are too, even including Rostov, that we will have worked all these years to get a treaty and then wind up not getting it, or if we do get it and we ratify, it'll be of no effect because of the Germans and the Israelis. And we know that the Israelis are right inside of the promised land.
Uh-huh.
And it's just too dangerous, and we know that if they have this, that the Soviets have no alternative except perhaps letting the Arabs have it, and God knows what happens. So we just think we're on dynamite, and if I could turn it over to Nixon tomorrow, I would. I'd like to get out tomorrow. But for him to just say, hold it up on account of Czechoslovakia, then I went to him and said, what about it? And he said, well, I don't know, and I'm for it, and I'll work to ratify it. And Dirksen says he's for it, but neither one of them say they'll support the session, and neither one of them say that they'll stand up to Tower and to the folks of that type. Now, if I wait, it'll be y'all's problem, but you will have Goldwater and these other 8 or 10 people, and I know it'll be worse. And then what's more, I will make the Phantom decision before Christmas. They will have the plane, so we'll lose some incentive there. In addition to that, the Germans are Clifford, and them think that the further along we go, the further they get away from it, because they say, well, Uncle Sam himself is doubtful. Hell, he's waited 6 months.
Well, now, I thought you instructed me not to mention that to Dirksen. You'll have to do that tomorrow.
I will.
And shall I mention that to George Aiken?
Yes, I would. I would tell Aiken that we are worried about these 4 countries, Germany, Israel, Japan, and India. And we have indications that they're just getting hard and using us as an excuse.
Good enough. And you will call Aiken tomorrow if he calls me.
Well, if you want me to, after you talk to him.
Okay.
You just tell me. I pretty well, you're going to be here, and you're going to be our link. And I have confidence in your judgment on the merits, the substance of it, as well as on the procedures. Now, I just honestly don't know about the procedures, and I do care. I care deeply, but it's not just a matter of pride with me. I want to leave this thing in good a shape as I can get it, and if the Russians want to come, it kind of hurts me to have Dubinin come in twice in a week and say, we want to talk to you, and me say, well, hell, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And I think we ought to.
Well,
and I would talk to Aiken. I'd talk to Aiken about this other. I trust Aiken.
Yes, sir.
I would talk to him about Geneva too. I don't know it'll be Geneva, but I just say they want to talk to us, and they've come in twice, and they've been in twice this week, and they don't want to slip back into a Cold War. And if we get these talks started, we can't conclude anything, but we can at least start and exchange and have the technical staffs, and we've got a formula agreed upon.
Right. can't see anybody against those talks, Mr. President.
Well, they might. I'm sure that they'd say Johnson just wants a trip or something. I've been thinking if I could just send Rusk, but they say that we ought to have it at the...
It has to be a high-level one. And you have to go, and I think the people would applaud you for going.
Well, you talk to Aiken, I'll call the other two. I may just ask Fulbright to come by in the morning. What do you think about that?
Fine, he'd be delighted to, but you'll have to get him in the morning. You might call him right now.
I thought I'd just tell him.
His grandson is coming in tomorrow afternoon.
Uh-huh.
That'd be a good idea, and I'll report back on Aiken.